Welcome to this short podcast on the use of new technologies in language teaching and learning. I've entitled this podcast, Are You Using the Internet as a Book? To prompt people to think about how they use the internet and to encourage them to go a little further than just using the internet as a passive resource. Now, I know when we start talking about using the internet in education, there's the whole issue of access. And I can glibly assume that everyone listening to this has access to the internet where they work. But I am well aware that in many locations, in classrooms, schools, colleges, that people may not have access to the internet and they may not have access to it at home. But I just want to put that aside for the moment and have people think about if they did have access, how they might use the internet in their teaching practice. And I hope after listening to this short talk that you might be sufficiently encouraged to actively work in your workplace to make sure that people do have access to this wonderful thing called the internet. Some years ago, I did a survey of staff where I work at a technical and vocational college in Adelaide in Australia, because I was curious to know how people were using the internet in their teaching. And I found about 80% of staff were using the internet in their teaching, but when I asked further questions about how exactly they were using the internet, it became clear that the use of the internet, in my opinion, was fairly superficial. For example, teachers were using the internet to look at websites where they gained information to produce lesson materials. And they might send websites or URLs to students to assist with homework tasks. So in short, though a lot of people were using the internet, and I must say where I work, internet access is good, but people were using the internet as a book. There was no exploitation of the interactivity that's possible on the internet, because the internet is, as well as being a wonderful resource on everything imaginable, is a network of people. People who can communicate in all manner of ways. And in teaching situations, that means teachers can talk with teachers, teachers can talk with students, students can talk with each other, and students who are not necessarily in the same class or the same school or even in the same country have the opportunity to talk and communicate with each other. Now, I'm sure Barbara Dew in your summer school will tell a lot about personal spaces like blogs. There are a number of free personal spaces available now on the internet that all come under the general heading of social software. And the most common and widely used form of these social softwares are blogs. Blogs allow students to write. They allow students to discuss. They allow students to express themselves, both in a personal manner and in class-related or academic work. They function, in a sense, as a journal, and again, which can be private or public. Blogs can be used so that anything a student writes there is not only shared with the teacher, but is shared with other students in the class, and indeed, it can be shared with a wider audience and the public internet if they choose to do so. Because it's a fairly simple matter to put pictures and to record spoken texts in a blog these days, a blog can function as a very simple way of creating your own website, a media-rich website where there's text, images, and perhaps voice. And one of the things about a personal space like a blog is that they have value to the student, to the author or creator of the blog, long after any class or course of study is finished. They can become a lifelong resource where you can record your thoughts, your academic work, your homework, because it's a publishing medium. And this is the thing that people who use the internet as a book are not exploiting. So I've mentioned interactivity, the wonderful potential for the internet to enable people to communicate with each other, communicate with other students and teachers. But it also enables you to publish. It's a very difficult process to write a book, to find a publisher, to get an article in a magazine. What the internet has enabled people to do, anyone with access to the internet can create a website, can create a blog, and start to advertise their presence to the world at large. This is obviously not suitable or appealing for everybody, but think of the internet as a publishing medium where everyone has a stage, if you will. It's fairly clear now too that the internet is a life skill. You may all be able to think of things that you can do on the internet that are not teaching and learning related. Booking of concerts, theatre tickets, travel, buying new and second-hand goods on eBay, perhaps doing your online banking, learning for your driver's license. There's a whole range of things that you can do now on the internet, which makes it more efficient, easier, and in many cases cheaper than the equivalent transaction that if you were walk into a building and get that same service face to face. It's a life skill that we owe it to our students to teach and expose them to. And so a personal space, like a blog, can be something, if you like, an e-portfolio or an electronic resume that, again, students can carry with them throughout their life. For the teacher, if you start teaching on the internet, it often happens that you discover a community of your peers who regularly communicate on the internet about all things to do with their area of work. And in this case, we're talking about the teaching and learning of language. Barbara, myself, and you'll meet a few other people during your summer school who are members of the Webheads community. And the Webheads are perhaps the most active of many communities on the internet to do with language teaching and learning. And they provide a great deal of support and encouragement. There'll be discussion about new tools. People will ask questions about how do you use that particular tool. Discussions about effective teaching in the classroom. So there's discussions about methodology, pedagogy. And you'll find that very quickly this community will become part of your teaching resource, that you'll often bounce ideas off the people in this community, many and most of whom you will never meet, but you'll quickly feel like they're colleagues, friends, people there who would support each other as we go down this journey of how to figure out what to do on the internet with our students. Now, I'm not saying for a minute that all this is easy. Teaching on the internet involves a change in the way that you approach teaching. If you start using the internet effectively as an interactivity tool, as a publishing medium, then you're really handing over a degree of autonomy to your students that they may not have in a more traditional arrangement. And it takes time to learn the skills. And importantly, it takes time to reconceptualize how you teach with the internet. It does change the way you teach, and it challenges what we refer to as the traditional role of the teacher. You may also find yourself in a situation where your students know a good deal more about this technology than you do. Don't be put off by that. Again, if it's to shift the teacher away from the center of all learning, this is a golden opportunity for students to teach each other, to teach you, to develop self-esteem, show their worth through what they know about the internet and learning technologies. You don't have to be the font of all information about this technology. Get your students involved in the process. So don't be daunted by the fact that they know more than you do. Exploit that. So, in summary, get the students talking and writing to each other. Get your students relating to outside experts, perhaps having people come in as online guest teachers into your classrooms. Have them creating blog posts or podcasts on topics of interest for students, which can, if you choose, be an accessible task. And have them talk with other students in other similar classes around the world. There are services that provide databases of classes that would like to talk to other classes around the world to practice their English. So get your students interacting and publishing, and for you, the teacher, join a community of colleagues and friends online and explore this wonderful world of teaching with the internet together. It's worth it.